All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Amanda Moxley, and I want to welcome you with a warm welcome to this week's topic and also the Healthy Wealthy Biz School. Today, we're going to be talking about everything e-zines, and this is so juicy. I can't wait to dive into this. But first, I wanted to share a juicy little nugget that I've been going through lately that I think will inspire you. I was thinking I'd like to add a little bit more than just what you get in your guidebook. I want to add a little bit more. All right. So I just want to share that wherever you are in your biz, you know, you might be in a place where you're doing the work, you're doing the labor, it's like you're digging the ditches and you're just working really hard. You're working really, really hard in your business, setting up these structures, doing all these guidebooks. I mean, obviously, we're cranking this out for 90 minutes. You're not only, like, working hard, like, physically working on, you know, planning and creating your guidebooks and everything like that we've gone through, but also the inner game of believing in yourself and, oh, my gosh, is this possible? And can I really do this? And who am I? And all that crap, right? It's just all part of the entrepreneurial journey. And I just want you this week to really start remembering that vision and really allowing the magic of your vision to pull you forward and to really, 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 and we're going to do a whole week on, you know, making money want you, but just really just playing with your visualizations and visualizing your ideal clients and visualizing your ideal, the money you want in and the ideal life that you desire. And then when you do that, open up to receiving synchronicity, you know, like actually receiving and becoming more aware of the synchronicities in your life, of the synchronistic moments in your life, and also the dreams that you're receiving, you know, as you sleep. So there's a lot to be, you know, and just so you know that you're really, really supported, and you're really loved, and that you are a true leader, you are a visionary, you are a pioneer, and you're going to be leading your people, and you're going to be sharing your, you know, singing your song and dancing your dance in a way that no one else can. So just keep on it, and know that you are you're ahead of the pack here. It's not like a competition, but you're ahead of your people, and you're in the right place and at the right time. And I would like you this week to really be open to the magic and the mystery of your life unfolding just perfectly, like exactly how you desire it, and that you are that loved and you are that adored that you can actually receive everything that you desire in your big heart, okay? All right. Take a few breaths and relax your mind. If there's any tension around your neck or your shoulders, let it lift off. Breathe into your belly. And just be present in this moment. Being grateful. Being thankful that you're here, that you get to learn this, that you get to be in this community, and that you get to create your own business. You get to create your own profitable, portable, and playful business doing what you love. Feel the gratitude for your vision and who you are and what you get to give and your clients. And I'm just seeing nothing but clear blue skies in your future and white light all around you. Nothing but love and prosperity is upon you. And in divine mind, there is only completion. So knowing that whatever you desire, it is done, it is done, it is done. So my intention for today's call is to be a really clear channel so that I can really deliver this juicy, juicy topic of e-zines and that you will feel inspired, empowered, motivated, and ready to go out there and get your message out there. And if there's any obstacles whatsoever that are holding you back from being visible, being vulnerable, getting your voice heard, finding your voice, finding the media in which you will, you know, share your voice, that those obstacles will be removed in this moment, and it'll be easy and joyful for you to just totally go forward with faith, with persistence, with courage, with strength. good. So I wanted to tune in to always doing a check-in from the week before. So I want to really check in on week four's action steps. So did you dive into the guidebook like your life depended on it and answer all the questions and really getting into your, you know, this ideal client? That, like I said last week, that exercise is so juicy that you must dive into it. Do not forgo the ideal client exercise. Okay? Did you write up a 2-page super detailed description of your ideal client and read it every day? And remember, whenever you're marketing anything, writing an e-zine, posting a blog or social media tip, think about and write it for your ideal client. Right? So like I did some videos this week and I thought about my ideal client. So it wasn't intimidating. I was just going right to her heart, speaking to her. Did you create a vision board or a vision movie about your ideal client and watch it every day? And then did you tell us about your ideal client in our private Facebook forum? So that vision board, that was a major super duper extra credit exercise. But basically, you know, really getting up that super detailed description was essential for you moving forward, okay? Now today, we're going to talk about how to actually communicate with these ideal clients. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to dive into the intentions for this week, and that is to discover 8 juicy reasons why you must have an e-zine if you want to make it online. Learn about everything e-zines, get the why, the what, and the how. Learn 9 fun and easy alternative ways to publish your e-zine if writing is just not your thing. Roll your sleeves up and get your e-zine in tip-top shape to build the know, like, and trust factor. And once you build your e-zine format, it will sustain you forever. And learn how to repurpose your e-zine to grow your list and serve your people. So, let's dive in. So, an e-zine is an electronic magazine or electronic newsletter that is published by you specifically for your list of subscribers. If you don't have an e-zine, opt in on your website or blog yet, I encourage you to get one ASAP. Okay, and that would be on the upper right-hand corner above the fold, meaning above the fold of where your screen splits in half and you have to scroll down. You want it to be in the upper right-hand corner. So the purpose of the e-zine is to build your list and to serve your clients through inspiration, education, and sharing what's happening with you personally. So another word, it's e-zine. It's like an online magazine, so magazine, e-zine. An e-zine is the same thing as a newsletter. You know, call it a newsletter, call it an e-zine, tomato, tomato. So now is the time to do so. This is by far one of the most essential pieces of building your thriving online business. And publishing an e-zine is really as easy as writing an email and sending it. So having an e-zine is a must for your online business, and here's why. Okay? So builds and maintains the know, like, and trust factor massively. Keeps you in the forefront of your ideal client's mind and heart. You are creating a long-time relationship in which they'll look forward to hearing from you every week, right? You might even be in their dreams. I've had dreams about I'll get someone's e-zine and then I'll, like, dream about them, right? Connects you to your tribe on a constant and consistent basis, which helps stoke your relationship. People can be on your list for a few years watching you and learning from you and then finally decide that now is their time to work with you. Seriously. A fun and easy way to let a massive and, you know, on its way to be massive amount of people know a lot of great information fast. It's a particle flow machine. So let me tell you about particle flow. Particle flow is, it's if you think about these little particles of little, I feel like, you know when you blow, like a kid blows bubbles and they're blowing bubbles and there's all these little bubbles? Well, that's what a particle flow is. It's like little bubbles of particle flow that are going out, and it's a particle flow machine that pays for itself because you do not have to invest in additional advertising, you know, because your people are at your fingertips and they are already your people. It's an opportunity to establish yourself as an expert while providing massive, massive value and inspiration to your readers. See? So you're already like an expert in their eyes. A gentle and effective way to promote your coaching programs, your VIP days, your workshops, events without having to pay for advertising. And if you wish to write a book, pitch a TV show, or create a joint venture partnership, having a following of committed and invested fans will propel that process. Now, it's, you know, when I started my business, there was no Facebook. There was really, I think it was MySpace back there. There was really no social media that I used back in 2006 that I used. Like, MySpace was more for kids, and I wasn't into that. So a lot of clients think, well, I've got a really great following on Facebook, but Facebook doesn't convert as well as your own newsletter. So you really need to get your own newsletter easing, okay? So let's talk about it. It's always important to talk about the resistance. How does all that feel to you when I share all that? Do you have any resistance so far about the idea of creating your own e-zine? So it's a good idea to write out your resistance and get clear if this is a yes or a no for you before we begin. And if it's a no, I encourage you to create an e-zine that you are excited about creating rather than making yourself do it even if you can't stand writing. Yeah, I got Phoebes right here. Say Phoebes. Say hi, Phoebes. I'll pass her off. So write about any resistance you might have. Oh, excuse me. Okay, I'm just going to pause here. Thank you. All right, so that resistance is, you know, a lot of clients, maybe you don't want to be visible, you don't want to share, you don't want to write, and we're going to get into all that stuff today. Okay? No one will read it. I don't have anyone. So then what would make publishing an e-zine a full-bodied yes for you? So let me give you some ideas. Some other ways in which you can publish your e-zine that might be different than the standard feature article are, you can create a video e-zine, which I do a lot when I don't really want to write. I do a video e-zine because I don't want to spend a lot of time writing. You can also use audio instead of writing, where you record an audio message using something like Audio Acrobat. AudioAcrobat.com. You can use written words and audio. So you have your feature article, and then you basically read it and record it and have that audio available on the newsletter. Create a short and simple one. You know, some of my friends, they do, you know, just a feature, like a weekly recipe, a weekly article, an insightful poem. Like, some people just send out a poem or a beautiful photo with some words under it. To offer your readers more, you can link back to your blog or YouTube video demo. You can share a feature article from one of your colleagues' e-zines. It's an idea, too, to also create connection with colleagues and share, especially if your list is small and you're just getting started and you don't really feel like, okay, let's say you have 10 people on your list, 100 people on your list, you don't really feel like, you know, creating a lot of new content. You can always, on most people, and we're going to go through this, but I'll just share an example. Many, many years ago, one of my coaches, she was just starting out. She was a health coach, and she was starting out coaching other health coaches how to do business coaching. So she created a whole separate e-zine for business coaching. You know what she did? Instead of writing the business coaching articles, what she did is she got other people's articles that, you know, in like my newsletter, for example, it says, if you like this article and you want to pass it along, please do. Just, you know, here, use this, you know, description of me and a link back to my site. And so that's what she did, is she used other people in the industry's articles that were, you know, and gave them credit for it. It's a good idea. So that's something you can do as well. Okay. Then you can share photos that illustrate a story. Just like, I have one friend, and she just has these really cool photos, and then she'll put like three to four sentences in there, and that's it. Talk about something that's going on in the media, like a book that everyone is reading. If like 50 Shades of Grey, I think that's what it's called. A lot of people took spins on that, for example, in their newsletters. Use client testimonials and success stories to demonstrate your work. Here are some other good ideas. You could add recipes, video demonstrations of you sharing healthy tips and some of your daily healthy habits and rituals. I mean, I'm sure there's things that you're doing every day that people would love to know. How do you do that? Oh, this is so cool. Manifesting steps, tips, and processes, guided visualizations, audio for your body of work, examples, weight loss, creativity, energy, detoxing, relationships, whatever it is, fill in the blank. An energizing and motivating Animoto video. Okay, so how it works. So most likely you are subscribed to a lot of people's different e-zine lists, so you have a good idea of what you like and what you do not like. These days, everybody publishes an e-zine, so there is more competition for readers' attention than ever before. And I recommend that you be as creative and uniquely you as possible. What kinds of newsletters/e-zines do you like and why? And what keeps you subscribing to these lists? Why? Whose lists are you on and why? And I know we did in week one, we did some FN focusing, and you guys got rid of a lot of different e-zines, but maybe you're on a couple of them still. So whose are they and why? On the flip of that, what kinds of newsletters and e-zines do you not like and why? Juicy question. What about your ideal client? Remember that she is you, but just a few steps behind you. What does she like reading? What is her preference for receiving media? What time? You did this last week, so you ought to know this. What time of day or night does she read e-zines? Does she skim them or does she print them out and read them? I remember back in the day I would print out newsletters and I would be so excited and I would read them over the weekend. You know, I'd print them out. I love doing that. I don't do that anymore. Don't have the time, but and I've just at a different level, but does she read them on her iPhone or her computer? Does she watch videos on her phone or iPod, her computer, her tablet? Does she like pictures or does she like text? What I mean is it, you know, does she like a lot of pictures or just a lot of the men in marketing, they just do text, meaning no pictures, it's just straight up text. Does she prefer education and how-to articles or more personal stuff? Like for me, I'd rather hear more of the fun personal stuff than the educational pieces. At this point of my business, where in the beginning of my business, I would probably have preferred the businessy stuff versus the personal stuff. So I just didn't care, right? So think about where they are. How often does she want to hear from you? And I want you to think about your list is in your ideal client. It's like your best friend. How many times a week do you talk to your best friend? Or how many times a month do you talk to your best friend? Like when there's fun and cool, exciting things going on, how often do you talk to her? So once you answer the above questions, you'll have a ton of information to map out your first e-zine. So now let's talk about naming your e-zine. This is really fun. Something fun that you can do that will set your e-zine apart is to name your e-zine something fun and brand savvy. I decided to call mine the Breath of Fresh Air because that's what my readers said my newsletter felt like to them. They'd be like in their office and they'd be working and then all of a sudden they'd get my newsletter and it just felt like a breath of fresh air. So that was what I called it. In the space below, brainstorm some juicy names that summarize who you are and what you offer. This could be a play on words or something that you have heard repeatedly about you. Make it fun and creative. So here's some examples. Love Notes, Thrive, Luminous Life, The Nagel Code, Successfully Raw, Love Nibble, you know, Juicy Gems, you know, what else? What else am I thinking? I can't think of any right now. I gave you enough examples. So think about the ones that you love, okay? What will you name your e-zine that will set you apart? And we can brainstorm too. I love brainstorming these things. So what will set you apart? What will be fun and creative? So now we're going to determine your e-zine sections. So this is what you want to have in your newsletter. Generally speaking, people do a personal note with photos from from the author. Upcoming events, this is advertisements for your upcoming events or programs. Feature article or video or audio. Then you could do additional pieces of recommended resources, recipes, affirmations, mantras, something like that. Now the recommended resource, let me just add a tip, and I don't want to overwhelm you, but I'm just, maybe some of you will hear this. This recommended resource section could be a place in which you start featuring other people who share your same target market. So let's say you and Jane both serve the same kind of people. You give Jane a call and say, hey, Jane, I would really love to feature you in my newsletter this week. And can you send over your bio, your photo, and a quick description of a free gift so that my people can go find out about you? And then, so then you put that in your recommended resources. And Jane says, oh my gosh, that's such a good idea. I'd love to connect. I'm so grateful. Thank you for sharing. And you know what else? I want to do that same thing for you, Nancy. And so then all of a sudden, now you're in front of her couple hundred people. So that's a really good way for you to grow your list, okay, as an idea. This is also a place, let's say you're an affiliate for someone and you want to create some extra income. This is a place where maybe you could advertise, and it's not even advertise, it's more like point people in the direction of some cool people. And then you receive a commission for it, you know, you receive a commission, okay? So another piece is you could do a personal piece in what's going on in your world. People tend to really like this. So this could be, the personal piece could be your personal calendar or your personal and business calendar. I like the personal stuff. So when someone sends that out, I read the personal note and then I read the calendar. I like that. What do your ideal clients like? And you could also then do some optionals of advertisements for your own or other people's products and services. And again, okay, so this is the place to showcase the joint venture partners. Then you want to have an about the author section. So you're going to have a bio for that and a really good photo. And you're going to have a contact information, like how they can find you. And I think that's by law. In order to send out a newsletter, it needs to have the contact information. Okay? Now, for me, you can get a P.O. box for your contact. I used to have a physical office. So I use that. I don't use my home address where I work out of on my newsletter. So the above list is a standard e-zine format for this day and age, 2013. However, you can choose what will work best for you and your readers. And I think it's best to balance valuable content with personal sharing and upcoming events. Make it juicy. Make it fun. Make it stand out. Get people to read this and really have important subject lines so people will actually open. So it's important to make an offer. Okay, let's really perk up to this one here. It's really important, everyone, to make an offer on almost all of your e-zines, but not all. After all, you're in business. This is not just an expensive hobby. By doing so, you'll effectively communicate to your people that you are, in fact, in business. So for the longest time, I never made an offer in my newsletter, and my bank account balance reflected it. I was just like, I'm just writing this newsletter because I'm of service and I'm here to share, and I got these great tips, and I know this is a good thing to do. I never, ever made an offer. So it's just like I wasn't even in business. So in the space below, jot down what your e-zine sections are going to be. Now, I want you to have fun with this. This is like a creative project. It's like you get to create your masterpiece. So you get to create how you get to connect in with your people. Make it creative. Make it fun. Make it different. Are we having fun yet, or are we having fun? I hope so. Now, let's talk about your reprint permission, okay? So one of the great ways to leverage your e-zine is to give readers a chance to pass it around with your permission and your contact info. Be sure to craft your own unique permission slip. I call it a permission slip bio for sharing message and post it after your feature article. So here are some examples. I'm not going to read these out loud. I like I'll read out. I like my friend Denise Duffield Thomas. I'm in a little mastermind with her. She's awesome. Check her out, by the way, DeniseDuffieldThomas.com or LuckyBitch.com. She's really cool. So anyway, so I like her. Do you know you can use any of my posts as a free guest post? You don't even need to ask permission. I just ask that you publish it without alteration and put this blurb in the end. Okay, whatever. So I'm not going to read it. But see? So, and then there's Allie Brown's. She's like, you know, the godmother of all internet online marketers. So, okay, super easy, right? There you go. So now I want you to write yours. And just do this. JFDI. JF, just F and do these things. Use the space below to drop your permission slip bio. And then finish it off with your professional but fun bio. All right? So writing a professional bio is going to help you establish credibility and trust. And it's also going to give you a space and a place in which you can showcase your expertise and also, kind of brag and share how cool you are. So you're not the best kept secret. Here are some good examples. There's mine, Allie Brown's, Jenny Fennig. This is another great friend of mine I'm in a mastermind with. I like Catherine Devers. Hers is really fun and, you know, just personal, and it's a story. I like that one. And then your bio. In the space below, write your professional bio. Remember, you can use this bio in all of your online marketing materials. You can use it when you're a guest on a teleclass or featured in your colleague's e-zine, or when you are hosting your own call or anywhere, okay, or you have your own materials. Take some time crafting your uniquely perfect bio in the space below. So write it. Just the way I do anything is I do the first draft first, and then I sit with it. I might, you know, send it around. By the way, I'm going to stop saying you know. I realize I've said you know about 5,000 times today, and I'm not going to say that anymore. Okay. Here we are. What you can do, people, is write it, get your first draft, send it out to a couple of friends, a couple of colleagues, a couple of sisters in this group, and get feedback, and then tweak it, and then know that you can always change it. Now, if something cool happens in your life, let's say it's been 6 months or it's been 3 months, change your bio up. Something new, if you just graduated from something, you've just received a certain amount of money, you've just been published in media, you've just, I don't know, you've done something, upgrade your bio frequently. I would upgrade your bio at least every 6 months to 12 months. Ready, set, go. It's time to plan your e-zine. Are you growing your list? Okay. As you are growing your list and establishing the know, like, and trust factor, I think it's best to include a very warm and personal note section about you and your whereabouts. Because, as we've said over and over, what is personal is universal. And this is your chance to be totally and authentically you, and the more you, the better. This is the age of transparency, but please do not use your e-zine readers as a therapist or a coach or your journal. You want to be vulnerable, but always put yourself in the place of the expert and a few steps ahead of them. If you are going through a rough patch, I don't recommend sharing about it until you are on the other side of it. Until you're really on the other side of it, and you're in a place of strength, you're in a place of power, you're in a place of, whoo, that was a rough one. I just went through some rough seas, and I'm on the other side of it, and I can help you too. So when I was going through my rock bottom, I wasn't sharing, oh my God, this is the hardest time of my life. I can't believe this. No, I knew that it was going to be my seminar story at some point, and yet I wasn't featuring it because I was so raw and vulnerable and scared. So as you are finding your voice, you're really finding this voice, you're figuring out who you are and getting started with your tribe, make a comprehensive list of all the burning questions they may have about your topic. This is really going to help you format and get some ideas going. What are the essential tips, tools, resources, and inspiration that they need to hear on a regular basis from you? And obviously, this little box we've given you is not enough. So what are the tips, the tools, and this just goes back to your signature system. steps 1 through 5, 1 through 7, what are those little nooks and crannies that they need to hear from you? This is going to be so easy for you. What are you excited about that you could talk about all day long? You may think that the way you think, the way you eat, the way you journal, you pray, you exercise, you do, you know, clean, I don't know, express yourself, and some of your other habits are commonplace, but to your easing reader, it may be the most fascinating way of being ever. Remember, this process can be as easy as you let it. Don't overthink it. Never overthink anything. Be yourself and let yourself flow. In what ways can you share your appreciation and generosity with them? Really appreciating them and being grateful for them and giving them. So this is really of a place of service. This is a every week just really connecting in, or we'll figure out how many times you will publish your e-zine. It's just really of giving to them. And also establishing yourself as the expert and being seen as a resource before you are a vendor. Now, let's map out your first 10 e-zines. Once you have these ideas flowing, it's time to brainstorm your first 10-ish e-zines. Right now, where you are in the beginning, you may feel like you have no idea what to write about because you don't even know these people, right? You may be sitting there like, who am I writing to? Okay, I've got my sister on here. I've got my dog on here. I've got that lady I met at Whole Foods last week. I've got my uncle. I've got my aunt. I've got all those people I used to work with on these news, you know, this newsletter. I had everyone on there, everyone. And I sent my newsletter out of my Hotmail. I just sent all of my contacts when I first started. I just sent them a newsletter with my Hotmail account back in the day. Okay? So you might be afraid to be vulnerable. You may think, what's the point? Nobody's reading this. That's where strategy and planning will save the day. If you can map out your first 10-ish e-zines, you will feel empowered and confident. And that's how we want to feel, right? If you were going to take your readers on a journey, what would be the first 10 steps you'd take them on? You can start with basic educational pieces and how-tos related to your particular subject. Okay, examples. So I'm going to go with a health coaching situation. Let's say just look at your signature system, and I'll go with the health coach, because that's what I was. So what I did is I thought, okay, they need to know about water. They need to know about grains. They need to know about what is quinoa, what is amaranth, what is millet, what is all these things, right? So I did that. What are all these greens? I would talk all about greens and featured all sorts of different greens. I would talk about breathing. I would talk about maybe essential oils. I would talk about exercise and joyful movement. I would talk about the inner work and the emotional eating and how to feel their feelings. We'll talk about how to manifest their dream body, how to visualize it, how to see it, how to bring it in. So think about your signature system. Think about all the fun things that they just need to have. They need, like, one of my steps in my 7 steps to release the fat that's holding you back is education. So really educating them, giving them those basic components, okay? So this is fun. I like this kind of stuff. It makes me feel like when I'm working, it gives me like this feeling of that I have homework and then I have action steps, and I like that. I feel safe with that. I feel like, okay, I've got something to do. I know what I'm doing. Okay? So, I don't know about you. How does this make you feel? Now, decide when you will publish your e-zine. Next, you need to decide what day you will both write your e-zine, that's one day, and when you'll send it. A word of warning, you must be consistent with your e-zine. Since you're building the new like and trust factor, make a plan and follow through with it no matter what. A quick scheduling tip. Okay. Use a timer to clock how much time it takes you to create your e-zine. Next, block off that exact amount of time in the same time slot every week and stick to it. For example, every Wednesday at 12, from 12 to 2, you write your newsletter. And be consistent. In the beginning, maybe you just do twice a month, maybe you do once a month. I would do more than once a month because that's not enough. I would do at least twice a month. How often, what day and time will you write your e-zine? This needs to be in our F and focus. Remember F and focus? This needs to go in there. This is your F time. This is your focus time where you're creating, and you need to be doing this every week. What day and time will you send your e-zine? This is part of your job. This is part of who you are. Please do not. I've had people, they've started a newsletter, and then they're all excited. I get a newsletter, maybe from one of my clients, and then I don't get the newsletter again for 6, 7, 8 months, and that is lame. I am thinking, well, why would I work with them? I mean, they're wishy-washy. They're all over the place. I can't really trust them. They said they were going to give me this newsletter once or twice a month, and they don't. Now, for example, on my side, I publish mine weekly, but I didn't start doing that until about a year or so ago, maybe probably 2 years, I can't remember. But like last week, I had a lot going on, and I could not. I had about 15 hours of additional work in preparing for these videos. I did not do my newsletter last week. I just couldn't pull it together. So but I am also launching another program right now. I did send something out, so I was consistent and sent something out, but I didn't do a newsletter. Okay. And that, I think, sometimes is okay, although it would have been better if I would have had the time to write it and share. Because people are really excited. I know I look forward to the list I'm on. I look forward to that week where I know I'm going to get their newsletter that week. Okay? So be wise. Now we're moving on to repurposing your e-zine copy. So now that you've worked so hard at writing your e-zine, make sure you get full mileage out of it. Work that article, baby. Post every article on your blog and then link it to social media. Submit them to article submission sites online. You can Google article submission sites. For example, there's ezinearticles.com. And you can, these article submission sites, and I'm sure I'm overwhelming you. I'm like just getting dizzy myself talking about all this, but I'm just going to share it with you. You can listen to the audio again if it skips your mind. There's article submission sites in which you submit your articles with that permission slip bio, and people could go on there and find your article and repurpose it. Okay? Post them as a note on Facebook. There's another way. Keep all of your articles in a Word document so that you can republish them in a year or two to your list. And this works really well when you're on vacation or on a maternity leave. So after you write an article, copy and paste it and have a master Word document of all your articles. This is a good idea. Use the same articles for client handouts. For example, a lot of what I've used in the Healthy Wealthy Biz School, when I haven't had the creativity that particular week to think about what the heck I'm going to write about, I grab some awesome copy that I've written in here. I obviously spent a lot of time and energy devotion creating these guidebooks, and why not repurpose these? Why not repurpose these juicy materials? Create an info product such as an ebook or how-to guide from your articles. Create a Kindle book with your articles. That's a different topic, but an idea. So let's all take a deep breath. I want you to stretch. Move your body. Stand up. Release some energy, stretch your arms up, move your arms to the left, move your arms to the right, move your hips in a figure eight, breathe. See, this is this really major masculine, hard, ugh. But let's just breathe and get in our bodies, let this be easy, that'd be fun. All right. There are several different services. You can still move while I'm talking, okay? Still move while I'm talking. There are several ways in which you can publish your e-zine. So take a look at One Shopping Cart. This is good if you want to sell products and send e-zines. This is something that you're going to need to hire someone to support you with. I don't even know. I have no business being in one shopping cart. So that's something that down the road, maybe a year or so into business, you want to get. It's also an added expense, plus you have to pay someone to work it for you. So starting out, Constant Contact are great. So is MailChimp, AWeber, and Infusionsoft.com is a huge that would be a little bit later on in life, I think. I don't even have that. This is, I think, about $250 a month plus $2,500 to get started. You need someone who's really savvy to work it for you. It's a very robust tool. Final note. Oh, God, finally the final note. Thank you! A final note, people. Have fun with all this. It will get easier the more you do it. Remember that you are speaking to the heart and soul of your one ideal client. Keep her in the forefront of your mind as you write. Doing so will simplify this process significantly. Remember to keep this all in line with your unique brand, be consistent, and enjoy the journey. I believe in you. Your tribe is waiting to hear from you. So I want you to howl like you're howling at the moon. The book, Women Who Run with the Wolves, she says you have to howl loud enough so that your tribe can hear you. So this is what you're doing. You're howling, woo, so deeply. I know that was a really crappy howl. I can do better than that, but I'm not going to. So you have to howl so that they can hear you, they can feel you, and you can call them in. And this is one avenue in which you will get that voice stronger. So really get onto this ASAP, ASAPtuals. So let's talk about your action steps. Name your e-zine. Fun stuff here. Write your bio. Write your permission slip bio, that thing that you put at the end of your article. Plan out your e-zine sections. Heartstorm your first 10-ish e-zines. Take your peeps on a journey. So you heartstorm those, and I would even recommend start writing those. Share about your e-zine discovery in our private Facebook forum. And have fun with all this. Deep breaths. I have found that the e-zine is really a valuable tool. I love it. I think that it's way better. Don't think that you can just build a successful business just using Facebook or social media, unless you're some full-blown rock star on that. I know it's happened. There are people out there that have done it. I think that if you're really creating a long-term business, creating a newsletter where you're creating these relationships that you can nurture for a few years would be very helpful. All righty. And so, you know, we are going to have a whole module on growing your list, and this is just one of the ways in which to nurture your list. All right, so I want you to go forth this week. I want you to prosper. I want you to just JFDI, get into action and make this happen. Thank you, everyone, so much.